Triple M's Rush Hour starts in 10 seconds.
I'm already getting excited.
Thanks to the new TaylorMade Tour Response Ball. Swear by it, not at it. The ball designed for you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I'm going to do a bit of twerking up there, so stand by.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Massive, great, big, white, fat, lard ass.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working.
Over 10.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Yes! We're all on. Champagne strawberries for everyone. We are on air. It's the Rush Hour. It is hump day and Joey Montagna joins us. G'day, Joe. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be back. G'day, Rabsy. Good to G'day, see mate. You back. And Bill, look, you're up and about today. It's great to see.
I am now. Now that we're actually on air, which is good. So, hi. Good afternoon, Melbourne. Now, big show. We've got a big, big show, of course, Joe. You always have. You've come in with another phoner, which I'm worried about.
Oh, well, it's just the talk of the town at the moment. We can't ignore it, and I want to get some calls from our listeners.
Righto. Good, good. Well, we're going to have a chat to Josh Bruce.
Good man, Brucey.
Yeah, now at the Dogs, of course.
Handy inclusion for the Western Bulldogs. Going to make a big difference to their side, I reckon. Ooh,
big forward line now, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
With noughts.
Big Norts, big Shacky.
Shaq, and of course Joshua. And we'll finish with a joke. Two from two. You've laughed at all three of them.
And I've got some feedback on that. I've got to not laugh at this one, so I'm going to try and keep a straight face.
And
I don't
welcome.
Reckon you're going to have three funny jokes in a row.
Yes, I can. Oh. And welcome back, old Corona. G'day, Rabsy.
One that Carlton will be pleased with. They've laid 40 tackles for the half of footy, so they're on track for 80, which is a great number, and they've got 9 more than the West Coast Eagles. Excuse me, as I choke on my meat.
What are you reading? You're just reading it off a script and you're eating.
No, no, that was actually in. I was eating a sausage roll at half time and I was trying to then also talk and it didn't quite work.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Raps.
Good on you, mate. You've got to get a clip. You're on the rush.
Get
the
50 tackles in a quarter or whatever, too. Get that one out. Now, Joey, not a lot of sports news, fair to say, today.
Bit of a quiet day.
So, what we thought we'd do for the Rush Hour family is bring some world news.
Live across Victoria, it's the Rush Hour News with Anthony Brownless and Lee Montagna.
Well, Matty. Very good. Not bad from Matty.
Well, we'll start with some world news, and this is a bit closer to home and probably won't interest you so much, Bill, but for all those people that watch Survivor, Lockie,
yes,
the good-looking unit who actually got voted out last night in a great blindside. He got shafted. He thought he was going to win it, and he got absolutely blindsided.
Well,
he was voted out of Survivor.
I was talking about it at the gym this morning, so it must have been. Yeah,
everybody's talking about it, but he has now been announced.
Gym? What gym did you go to this morning?
Gym I go to.
Right, which one was that? Fernwood?
Fernwood. Now, you're going to kick me out of there soon. They're not happy with me in a Fernwood.
Stop creeping through the windows and just get to work.
I'm in there. Now, sorry, Joey.
So, Lockie, he's been announced as the next Bachelor.
Oh, no.
He stole your gig. He beat you to the punch. You know, we had some callers yesterday, Rabsy, when you were just laying in bed at home, thinking that Bill should be on the Bachelor.
I heard that.
Good theme. So, Lockie, anyway. And, it's probably a good choice because my missus is a big fan of Lockie. She was talking about him, really good-looking unit and liked him. He's the next Bachelor. So, that's the first bit of news.
I'm going to read the headline. Porn star gets smacked by a monkey when he tries to take a selfie with the angry animal in Bali.
Yeah, it hurt me.
Australian adult movie actor. Guess what his name is? Adult movie actor. Woody Fox. His name is Woody Fox. Got
real name.
Tried to take a selfie in Bali, of course. Footage shows Woody smiling and looking at the monkey before it whacks him. And, of course, you shouldn't smile at a monkey or a baboon because they don't like to see that.
Right.
That's true.
That's true.
That's what we got told in the jungle.
Oh.
Remember I was in the jungle?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Oh,
Daisy.
Is that what they told Charlotte. You? Don't smile at a baboon.
That's right.
Because what would they do?
They see your teeth and they think that you're
aggressive.
Aggressive, yeah. That's
so
true.
Did anyone try and smile at a baboon?
Yeah, we all did. We all lined up and smiled at him and he just took off.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Bit of a myth. But, the other news on Sunday night, I'm not sure if you saw this one, Bill. Again, closer to home. This was in Point Cook, actually, so not far away. But police on highway patrol came across a van that had illegally installed two recliners
What?
Fitted in the back seat. of the van. So they'd replaced the seats, put them in there with these like lazy boy recliners. Not only that, when the police pulled the van over, there was a 6-year-old boy just laying back sitting in one.
That's not good.
Fair dinkum.
Have they got seat belts on them?
Well, they do. Yeah, they got seatbelts. There's photos there. But he didn't have his seatbelt on at the time, the young fella. Police describe it as an outrageous safety breach, and he's been charged, which I think makes sense.
And the police said, we're not taking this lying down. So they're going to be dealing with it. Oh, Joey, you laugh at anything. You'll see this on the news tonight, on the news. This is great. A police are reeling after a Versace necklace stolen with a fishing rod from a city store. So an old bloke's got a fishing rod, puts a hole in the window. You've seen this, Joey. Yeah. Puts his fishing rod through there and kind of casts, I assume. And he gets this necklace, Versace necklace, if you don't mind. It was only worth $800. It looked a lot more. And actually took 3 hours at 3 a.m. in the morning to reel it in. Hey, how good's that?
That's a clever idea.
Oh, I liked it. Have a look on the news because there's an old bloke. He's going to get pinged, but... he had a crack. Receding hair.
He's an old bloke going to get pinged, but he had a crack.
He did.
He didn't disguise his face, so he'll get caught.
Yeah, he will. Anyway, what else you got?
A little bit of footy news. There's a bit of word today that Essendon and the Giants are pitching to play an AFL match for premiership points in either Los Angeles or San Francisco.
Nice.
So they're looking at that for 2022. They reckon that's a real possibility to happen.
Would you put your hand up to commentate that?
Absolutely. Oh, for sure.
Wouldn't you? We'd all go over for that.
Absolutely. Call that one.
It's a long way to go.
And opposite to that, St Kilda Port Adelaide game has officially been cancelled of being in China. That will be played at Marvel Stadium instead. So the Saints, they get 9 of their first 11 games at Marvel. Nice. But what happens to the people that have already booked tickets to go to China for that game?
Well, I reckon the 4 of them will get their money back.
No one would have booked to go,
4 tickets,
mate.
They've sold. And also, the Gold Coast Suns have finalised their 2020 leadership group.
You're kidding.
So David Swallow and Jared Witts, they're the captains.
Yeah.
Took.
We've had him in here.
Oh, I know. And I got his name right. Farini and Alex Sexton. And guess who's joined him? Sam Collins, that's big news for you.
Oh, wow.
He's the big centre back.
Wow. Very good, Bill.
I told you there wasn't a lot of sports news.
There wasn't a lot of sports.
Hence why we went with the other stuff.
133353, we've got Grand Prix tickets for you to win. Yeah. We're asking you, the world's gone mad.
Yeah, look, we know about coronavirus, Bill. It's been all the talk lately. And you know, we know about the share market and major events being cancelled. And now the big thing is all about toilet paper gate. It's been the lead story on the news tonight, all this talk about toilet paper. But
what's
fair dinkum, the world's going
there's
mad.
There's no more toilet paper in the shelves.
We know about it on the shelves, but it's getting ridiculous. There's an article that I was just reading before, Bill, that a Woolworths customer allegedly pulled a knife on another customer at the store over toilet paper. Because 6 police officers had to come, had to take away a lady because she was going to stab someone because they were arguing over toilet paper. Fair dinkum. Well, the world's gone mad.
Well, speaking of the coronavirus, of course, people have stopped drinking Corona.
Yeah.
Because they think they're going to get coronavirus.
Like, seriously.
Like, fair dinkum. Like, Corona's a great drop. Drink more of it.
Like people said, fair dinkum. What about then, there was an article about Port Melbourne, just locally.
Yes.
16 toilet rolls got nicked from the Dunnies out the back in Port Melbourne.
In a shop. A coffee shop or something.
Coffee shop. They've gone and nicked the rolls. And seriously, and also the other one, I'm reading now on eBay, people are actually buying toilet paper and hand sanitizers as investments.
No.
So they're stocking up and then they're selling it on eBay for hundreds of dollars.
How much is for
for 3 sanitizers, people are charging $140 online. They've got little investments now.
Oh, no.
Selling toilet paper overseas, back over to China.
Joey, the world's gone mad.
It's gone mad.
It has. A bit like, the baby formula. That was
a craze.
It still is a craze that they send back to China.
That was nearly another jinx.
Nearly. So what are you asking, Josephine?
Well, it's just got me thinking. I'm sure there are a lot more stories out there that people have either seen around town or heard. It doesn't necessarily have to be about the coronavirus, but I'm sure there is a lot of stuff where people are seeing at the moment, the world's just gone mad.
Yep.
But it doesn't have to be coronavirus. If there's something else that's caught your imagination lately, you've seen or heard, that you want to get off your chest, ring us up. We want to know why the world has gone mad.
What's the number?
133353.
Well done, Joe. Very good prizes. Yes. Formula One, you can go there. The Rolex Australian Grand Prix.
All 4 days.
You're
in a mate.
Or the All-Star, which is March 14, thanks to MRC.racing, by the way.
It's Joey and Billy.
Yes, indeed. Joey's come up with a very, very good question. The world's gone mad, coronavirus, buckets on heads. And we've opened it up to the Rush Hour family, and they've responded. Scotty in Richmond, what do you think, Scotty? Yeah, good.
Hey,
no, I'm
hey
with
Bill.
You. Yes, bud.
Bill, I'm here.
Yeah, well, go for it.
Yeah, I was on eBay before, Bill. I think Joey mentioned it. There's 32 rolls of Kleenex toilet paper, conditioned brand new, going for $500. And three people are watching it at the moment.
Well, you'd hope it'd be brand new.
32 rolls for $500.
Fair dinkum. Oh,
so the best part about it is, as well, the postage is $12.20.
The world has gone mad, Joe.
The world has gone mad. Craig, can you give us another example? Why has the world gone mad, mate?
Yeah, how you going, guys?
Good, buddy.
I was in the western suburbs today, heading to work.
Yeah.
I saw a station wagon loaded from the front seats to the back, from the floor to the roof, with toilet paper.
Oh.
And it was towing a 6x4 trailer loaded with toilet paper.
No.
With
no. So I wonder if he's using that as an investment. Buy it wholesale and sell, you know, top dollar. Make some extra money.
A new Bitcoin.
Out of sunshine. Out of sunshine. Well done. I don't mind it. Robert's there. Fern Tree Gully. Hey, Robbie.
How are we, boys?
Good, mate.
After trying to actually legitimately buy toilet paper last night, I was asked at an open house for a rental inspection to wear a face mask before walking in the door.
You were not.
Yeah.
Wow.
A face mask.
You know, your dust mask.
So what, did they supply them, obviously?
Yeah.
What area?
Oh, he's gone.
Anyway, so and they have to wear a face mask.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just saying no.
Yeah. Stick your house up your flagger.
Christian's there from Whittlesea.
Christian, bad name, but I'm sure you're a good bloke. Hey, Christian.
G'day, how you going?
Good, buddy.
Bad name. Yeah, all right. I live with it.
For a bloke, I reckon it is. But anyway, where's the
Christian.
Where's the world's gone, man?
Well, basically, it happened in 99, 2000, the Y2K bug.
Exactly right, Christian.
Good one.
The same thing's happening now.
And what happened off the back of it?
Nothing.
Bugger all.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Just people panicked and they all got, and all the computer companies got upgrades and all got big sales, same as the Kleenex companies now.
That's exactly right.
Great work, Christian.
Thank you. I like the name Christian.
No.
I do. I don't mind Christian as a name.
No, not for a boy. Benny.
What, for a girl? What, you like Christian for a girl?
No, either. G'day, Benny. South Melbourne. How are you, Benjamin?
Yeah, good boys. How you going?
We're flying here. Flying here. What do you got?
Yeah, well, I think it's a bit crazy. Everyone stopped eating Chinese food.
Yeah,
all the restaurants have gone bust.
That's it. One of the big ones is in Chinatown. Closed down, did it, Babs?
Shark fin.
Seriously, how ignorant are we that we think that if you're going to go to a Chinese restaurant, you're going to catch corona?
So people driving home now should say, righto, let's go to Chinatown and have some Chinese.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly right. Well done. That's a good one, Ben. I like that. Bill. Okay, Bill.
Do you reckon that's a good name?
I love Bill.
Alan.
Bill from Boronia.
Billy, how you going there?
Yeah, good. Bill, how are you?
Good, mate. I waited that long on the bloody phone. I was out in the car. I've had to come in and have a look at Flemington Race 7. Now I'm going to have to put you on hold.
Fair enough, buddy.
Fair enough. Hey, Billy here. Big Bill Brownless. He had a bet in Race 7.
Oh, has he? Was he? Hey?
Boxed up a couple.
Scal.
Oh, good on you. Good on you, mate.
Scal won, has it? Or is it racing now?
It's racing as we speak. Anyway, I'll get it over and done with, and I'll tell you the race result. My girlfriend's Thailand, so we got a bum squirter at home. We don't even need toilet paper, mate. It's the best thing in the world.
Hey, that's what I think it's going to get to, Bill. Yes. I reckon people are just going to go start using the hose in the backyard.
No.
Well, you don't use it in the backyard. No. You use it in the toilet.
It's called a bidet.
A bidet.
Oh, my God. Billy, race 7, number 7, Eula Bassa or something, $47.
It's blown the quaddy. The bidets are going to become pretty popular, actually. That's what they are, where you squirt the water up your butt.
Well, oh, thank you. Thank you, Bill and Joe.
That's what a bidet is.
Maddie. Hello, Maddie. Fatty man, Maddie.
G'day, boys. The world has gone mad over TikTok.
Oh, yes.
What is TikTok, please? Quickly.
You can just upload videos to songs and do the actions. And it used to be mainly kids. Now there's adults jumping on it too as well.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw they've banned kids from doing it at their schools, Bill, because they're saying if you're posting those things on social media as kids, people can see what school they're at, and it's a dangerous thing.
I've got one today.
A TikTok?
A TikTok, and this lady has got a bowl of Coca-Cola, and she opens up Mentos,
and she puts a Mentos in the Coke.
Does that work? Does
and
it
just goes kaboom. Well, so that's TikTok.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's a video on TikTok, so I guess it is. Hey, who do we like for the prizes?
Well, there was a couple of good ones, Anto.
Yeah, some real good ones.
Do you pick first? And
I'll like Scotty, the very first one, where he's actually seen on eBay. But more importantly, that's $500 for 32 toilet rolls. There are three people that are watching it, keeping an eye on it.
Yeah.
Fair dinkum. I like that. Scotty, you can win the tickets to the Grand Prix.
Hey, Scotty, you and a mate can head along to all 4 days of the Grand Prix, or you can head along to the All-Star Mile.
Christian might have won it, but no. So we're going with Robert from Ferntree Gully, who had to go to the rental with a face mask. Yeah. Wear a face mask. That's silly.
Beautiful. Well done, Robbie and Scotty.
In the air, pack forms. No one can take it. Well played. The hand pass to Bruce. Snapper around the corner.
He got it.
Oh, Bruce the Almighty has kicked the goal.
Yes, we're very lucky, Bill, to be joined in the studio today by a very handsome-looking man, I might add. He's still got the moustache. I thought he might have shaved that. But welcome to the show, Josh Bruce, now Western Bulldog player. How's it all going, mate?
Thanks, Joey. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me. The moustache is hanging around, mate. It's a winning formula, so it's hanging around. But it's going really well. Settled into Witten Oval really well and looking forward to the first match this weekend. So.
And no man bun, which is good, I suppose. At least you got hair, I suppose.
Yeah, unlike you, mate. No man bun. It's got a little bit long and a little bit annoying there, so cut it all off and maybe I'll join the mullet club again this year.
You have had some pretty good haircuts in your time, but there's a few young Western Bulldogs boys that have got some real crude haircuts going. Tell us about a few of the boys, particularly Bailey Smith. What's going on there? What are the senior players say about his haircut, and who else have got a few rude ones going?
Yeah, there's some pretty very naughty ones getting around, especially Baz Lenker. Bailey there, he's got one of the most ridiculous mullets and he absolutely loves it. He puts it all over his Instagram when he pretends to his followers he's going to have a cut and they all get all a bit scared and then he does end up cutting it. And then Aaron Norton's got a nice little big curly one going on that's reminiscent of the 80s, Bill. So,
back in the day when we used to do well too, on and off the field, Brucey, don't worry about that. Have you met Libba down there? Because I'd love to meet him and just have a couple of...
I have met him.
You have?
Oh, you mean Libba Senior?
Junior.
Well, of course he's met him. He plays with him.
Well, have you met him off the ground and had a beer with him or had a good chat to him?
Tom's just had a little bubba, so he's congratulations to them. So he's been relatively quiet off the field, Tom, but we had a couple of beers on the weekend, actually, so that was good.
He played 14 games with the Giants. We forget that because you're a Canberra boy. And 99 games with the Saints. Would have been nice to play another one maybe, mate?
Yeah. Gee, thanks, Bill. 99 games to the Saints definitely stung a little bit, especially when I only played three games in 2018 with all those injuries that I succumbed to. But, obviously it would have been nice to get to the 100, but, 120-odd career games, pretty proud of that. Coming from Canberra, it's pretty hard to get noticed in Canberra. So,
talk us through the move,
unless
though.
You got fireworks.
Yeah, exactly right. Talk us through the move to the Bulldogs. Yeah, obviously, your preference was, I think, initially to stay at St Kilda, but it was just too good an opportunity for you to go to the Western Bulldogs. Have you regretted it? Are you really happy with the decision? And what sort of impact are you hoping to have at the footy club? And what are the expectations of the team this year?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right, Joey. And, it's been the best thing I've ever done, to be honest. I'm really enjoying the change. It's been really refreshing. And a different environment, a different atmosphere has been really enjoyable and really adjusted to the program really well there. It's definitely a little bit different to what I'm used to in terms of football and just the way things are run. So really enjoying that. And, expectations this year, I guess. Obviously, I'll be playing the second marsh this weekend, so I'll be really looking forward to running out with my new teammates for the first time and hopefully making a good first impression and then round one against the Pies after that. Ooh. So that's going to be a huge run. So all the Dogs fans get down to Marvel and pack it out. And, who knows this year. I'll be looking to win a lot of games, hopefully. So.
Interesting mix down there now, isn't it, Joey, the Dogs? Because they had no forwards really at all. Now they got Norts, of course, the superstar.
Sharky.
And you, Joshua. So it's a three-pronged attack now. Very good.
Very dangerous. Yeah, I like it. It should be exciting times at the Western Bulldogs. But it's also been exciting 18 months or so for you, haven't it? You've had the little baby, Poppy. The move, obviously, to the Western Bulldogs.
Yep.
You sold your home.
And then
you got the
price.
Good price. And you got the big four-year contract. Oh. Have you bought the big family home yet?
And got married.
And got married. You've done it all. Absolutely.
Forget that, Joey. That's
Sorry, I did forget that.
Because you don't know that.
Yeah, shout out to my wife, Pip. We had a great wedding there back in November. And
Did you go back to Canberra?
No, it was up in Byron Bay. Oh. And it was pretty much an ex-St Kilda players reunion there. It was Jack Stephen and Jack Nunes and Tom Hickey and Kobe Stephens.
Sam Gilbert. No one's at St Kilda anymore.
It was a past players function. It was nice. It's been a big 18 months, obviously, and, on field and off field, and really looking forward to the next 4 years at the Dogs.
Can you hang around? Stick with us. We're going to take a bit of a break.
Say no.
Have you got time to stay with us? Come on.
I'll stick around with Bill.
All right, cool. Well, we'll take a break. Stay with us because we want to have a bit more of a chat with you just in a minute, okay?
And he's goal-kicking.
Oh, touchy.
Josh Bruce here, 113 games, 14 at the Giants, 99 at the Saints, and now at Witten Oval with the Doggies. And, mate, we spoke about you being from Canberra. You're obviously up that way over the Christmas New Year period, and you got caught in the bushfires.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. It was a pretty scary time of year. Obviously, it was just up near Bateman's Bay there in a little seaside town called Browlea. So my partner's family have a family beach house there, and we spend a lot of time there, and we love going up there, and it's a great escape for us. And on New Year's Eve, obviously, we woke up to the news that we had to evacuate the town. There was a big bushfire coming straight towards us, and it was too late to leave, and the highway, the Pacific Highway, was shut in both directions, so it was quite scary. So we ended up going down to Maruya, the nearest town, and luckily filled the car up with petrol and stuff before all the power went out, and we kind of hung around in the town all day, which was pretty scary, watching this big fire front come towards the next town up. So it was only a couple of K away, and then the people that bravely decided to stay near my partner's house, they said that it was about 200 metres away, and there's this huge wall of fire coming at him, and then this big southerly change hit and just turned the fire around and saved half the town. Yeah. So it's pretty crazy. And then the next morning, I packed the girls in the car, had a full tank of juice, and just got the hell out of there. Yeah, it was a 7-hour drive back to Canberra, and it normally takes two, so it was pretty spicy times. And and obviously the air quality when we got back to Canberra wasn't good either, so we just got back to Melbourne, and that was it. Jeez. So very thankful, and obviously the firefighters did an incredible job, and
Did you watch the game, speaking of that, on Friday night? And did you enjoy the State of Origin game?
I did watch it, yeah. I really did enjoy it, actually. I thought the boys played in good spirit. They all went hard, and it was obviously very skillful. I mean, watching JJ in the first quarter, some of those entry kicks
nice
is pretty
leading
nice.
Out a full forward in that game. Now, speaking of that, I didn't want to bring this up, Brucey, but Billy told me that I had to bring it up. Now, it's unfortunate that he's thrown it to me to do it. But you are famous for your goal kick. I mean, you're a wonderful mark, one of the best contested marks in the competition. Your goal kicking at times was a little bit shaky, but there was one particular game down at Launceston that I think you're most famous for. How far out were you for goal?
I reckon I left my boot with about 30 centimetres.
30 centimetres. I think you were about 30 centimetres out from the goal. Let's just reminisce. For all those that haven't heard it, this was Brucey from about 1 metre out in the goal square.
Memory. Numbers. Billings. Bruce. All his goals from the...
Oh, is it the post?
There's one for the lowlights reel. That's going to get replayed forever.
That's going to get replayed forever.
You could not miss that.
Don't you laugh, Fat. I seem to remember you missing a good one on grand final day a few years ago.
When? You would be too young. How old are you?
27.
No, you wouldn't remember that.
Everyone remembers that one, Bill.
Which one?
The one grand final day. You were from the goal scorer as well. Let's take a listen to that one.
Got the handle out to Buse. 45 metres out. Buse to the punt road end. High ball. Couch over the top. Couldn't mark it off. And
Mark score.
I miss anything? I just got back.
Front and centre, Brownless.
Brownless fell over
his own feet. You fell over your own feet.
Shut up, Duck. What's Duck and Jim calling
for? I was just thinking, geez, they've been calling for a long time since 1989.
We recalled that game last year. Went very well. Now, Joey.
Yeah.
Now, we missed our goals from in the goal square.
Yeah, you can't miss from the goal square.
But you did run into open goal and was a smart aleck. And no one likes
like
a
Joey.
No one likes a smart aleck, do they?
No one likes a smart aleck, Bill. And it's definitely remember that one. It caused a big stir in the pot of Melbourne.
Yeah, we'll have a listen.
kicks to the hotspot. Membry caught behind Frost. Front and square. Opportunity for Dunstan. Hand pass into the square. Montagna, what's happened?
Nothing.
Joey's just stopped. He's waiting for a Lions player to come in. Oh, a little bit of sort of smart Alex. He's going to stop. The whole joint just went quiet, thinking a whistle had gone. He's gone, nah, someone can run at me from 20 metres away, then I'll kick the goal.
I do remember playing that game, and I actually remember it being pretty funny at the time.
It was pretty smart. We were trying to kill time. It was a close game. There's only 5 minutes to go. I was just trying to waste time.
No, you're smart.
Barry Denner. I didn't ever heard that called.
What about when he used to play with Joey and he'd go and get the ball when it went through for a point and he'd kick it to himself and
then,
run off.
And then kick it to Brucey.
Stat builder.
Hey, Brucey, I looked after you for a number of years.
You did.
Now, the Doggies, what's happening? Because you didn't play last week. Some back spasms.
Yeah, a couple of back spasms, Bill.
What
does that
mean?
A little bit sore. Oh, have you ever had your back go on you?
No.
Oh, well, it's not fun. All of a sudden you can't move. So it's pretty sore there for a little bit. So missed out on that one. But, yeah, playing this weekend in Whyalla, which is country South Australia there. So up near Port Augusta, I believe.
Saturday, play Port Adelaide. And then round one, as you said, Friday the 20th, Friday night footy.
That's a big one.
Collingwood
Huge
at Marvel.
One. Yeah.
And you know why Bulldogs have got so many Friday night games this year, Bill? Because they sold it to the AFL that they are going to play an exciting brand of footy. They're going to play fast. They're going to be high scoring. So it's on the Western Bulldogs to play that style, and I reckon they will. They're going to be exciting to watch. And also, you want to try and get 50,000 members too, Brucey. 36,000 currently. I reckon it's going to be an exciting year for the Dogs, Bill. I reckon they'll be around the top four.
Jump on with
everyone
else.
I've always been on the Dogs. I like them a lot.
Who surprised you at the Dogs? One or two players you thought, oh, he's a bit better than I thought?
The one is Tim English. The ruckman.
He's a star.
I honestly, last year, I didn't think much of him. And then coming into preseason training, he just brains all the midfielders in the running. And he is so agile and such a good ruckman.
He's a great runner.
Great runner, very agile, and he's only 23. So we know ruckmen traditionally take a little bit longer than than others. So they are a little bit. Something happens when you get over 200 centimetres.
Are you still going to pinch hit? Because you have always pinch hit in the ruck at St Kilda. Are you still going to have to do that at the Dogs, or is that now part of, my new contract says I'm in the forward line, no rucking?
I think I will be doing
that.
Still
do a bit of ruck.
Yeah, I don't mind getting around the ball, Joey. You know, cheap touches, it's good.
You know about
a few
that.
Few hit outs.
And just a couple of quiet ones last Saturday night with Paddy. Caught up with Paddy McCartan.
Yeah, I had a couple with your future son-in-law there, mate.
I don't know if he is. He's in the doghouse.
Was he a bit late, was he?
Oh, he's in the doghouse at the minute. But we've all been in the doghouse, haven't we? Poor old Paddy, I feel for him at the minute because I know what it's like.
Well, Brucey, thank you very much for coming in the studio and joining us. We do wish you all the best at your new club, the Dogs. Exciting times for the Western Bulldogs and exciting times for yourself, mate. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Joey. Thanks, Bill.
On you, Josh.
And the new TaylorMade Golf Tour Response Ball is the brand new golf ball that is tour quality that doesn't cost the same as tour quality.
Spot on, Joey. More spin, less spend. Every golf ball has a 100% urethane cover made for premium feel and increased spin around the green.
The TaylorMade Golf Tour Response Ball. Tour performance without the tour price tag.
Nice. Nice, Joe.
Now, we love some social media feedback on this show, Bill. As always on the Rush Hour. Have we got any?
We do, old Crona. Yes. Bang. This is JKW71. Bang. Killing it, Bill. That's a joke yesterday.
Yeah, thank Cameron you. Greg, 93. He backed you up there. Great work, Bill. Makes me laugh when times are a little tough. So well done. That's nice to hear.
Good on you, Cam. Nicholas. Oh, no, the big man is on fire.
Yeah, a couple of them. Ben Miller said a couple of zingers from Billy with a couple of thumbs up.
And I love you, Billy. Send through your number.
You have been very good, Bill. Now, before we finish...
Who wrote that?
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Now, before we finish with your joke, Bill, we have a big announcement on the show tomorrow. I'm looking forward to this one.
Well, let's hope
we're on. A big addition to the Triple M family in 2020.
What?
A big addition to the Triple M footy family.
Footy family?
Footy. We're going to be hearing this person
on
regularly
Triple
on Triple M.
Do they have a distinctive voice?
They have a distinctive voice, a distinctive way they talk. I don't want to give too much away, but...
Gary is.
But anyway, we'll have him on the show tomorrow. Looking forward to that one.
And we might also have some other Triple M boys because we've got a big day for Triple M tomorrow.
We do.
We'll listen to the umpires and Brad Scott and everyone else. So
that'll be fun.
It will be.
Here we go.
Get on your reps.
In the day with the laugh. This is Billy's joke.
My wife was standing in the kitchen, Joey, preparing our usual soft-boiled eggs and toast for breakfast wearing only the T-shirt that she normally slept in. As I walked in, almost awake, still half asleep, Joe, she turned to me and said softly, "You've got to make love to me this very moment." My eyes lit up straight away. Did I wake up then? I thought, am I dreaming or is this going to be my lucky day? Not wanting to lose the moment, Joe, I embraced her and gave it my all, fair to say, on the kitchen table right there and then. Afterwards, she said thanks and returned to the stove, her T-shirt still around her neck, Joe. Happy, but still a little bit puzzled, I asked, what was all that about? She said, the egg timer's broken.
No.
2 minutes, Joe.
That is the oldest joke in the book.
All right, then I got one.
Genuinely. Oh, come on, quick.
I have a Russian friend who's a sound technician and a Czech one too. And a Czech one too. That's good, Joey. You got to like that. Don't pretend you're not laughing.
No, you ruined it. Yeah, first couple, you're on fire. You've just gone backwards there.
Oh, some more feedback. Great joke, Phil. No. Well done. Love the eggs. No. Love my hard-boiled eggs. Soft.
True story. Rui's mate told that joke at Rui's wedding, and it went down like a lead balloon. That exact
just
joke.
Just like that.
Yep.
Well, I'm not telling it again.
No.
Nah, look at Matt. He's heard it before, too, in the booth.
Everyone's
heard
it.
Every joke.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy is knocked off for the day.
You know what time it is?
What?
Frothy time!
The new TaylorMade Tour Response Ball. Tour quality that doesn't cost the same as Tour quality.